If Love and Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fans.
Okay. Goosies.
I don't have hair.
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not. No, that's not.
Wait.
Yeah, that's true. You do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want it.
Tobin and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy. Okay. Leroy and Tobin, hold to the show, man. Stairs to the stars with the show, and till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a lie better mode than. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded him. You know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Gucci Galar, so many more. 10 in the more, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the more, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. And cuties can be, you can watch this on YouTube review for free. This one time for the Twitch. This one time for the text. This one time for the phone line. Whole time, wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Ah, morning, everybody!
Happy birthday, buddy.
Thanks, man.
Yeah.
Much better to be born in a month like this than some rat ass month like August. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Total great weather outside right now. Yeah. Total.
It's much more palatable than it is during your month.
You live in hurricane month.
Man. Well, enough about me. Birthday boy.
Yeah. Well, you know, this is always the month, too, where there's like, hey, maybe there's a squirrely one still sticking out there. You never know.
Oh, yeah.
The one lad just lagging behind. Yeah. Well, I appreciate it, buddy. I feel
the memo of when hurricane season was.
It's just like, sorry. We had a system just develop late.
So what'd you do for your birthday? Because yesterday was Dolphins. So you were probably caught up in that.
I did.
You got an eat game.
I know. I went to the fam. We went to Hibachi on Friday, which was fun. My son, I mean, man, my boy can crush some hibachi, but he only wants the fried rice. He's just like, loves the fried rice. He's like, you can throw me some shrimp on there if you want, but I'm here for the fried rice.
Goosies.
And we had some hibachi. That was fun. We had cake on Saturday. We were doing this in the midst of the Miami Hurricanes crushing a cupcake.
Yeah, they like, wasn't it? Let me see if I can say this. Because, like, as you were watching that game, and I was watching every – I'm like, this is the boringest blowout I've ever seen.
It's totally fair. It's totally fair.
Methodical. Like, it felt – that game felt like my legs. 1,000 paper cuts.
We still got the occasional Cam Ward razzle-dazzle where he got his face nearly dragged to the ground, and then he goes and has a sick run. But it was mostly pound the rock and field goal, and then just some – and then a Cam Ward special at the end. Just to give him a receiving touchdown, put it on the highlight reel.
It wasn't like – I wanted – here, in rivalry games, you spend all your time talking about what transpired in the past. And so I'm more than sure somebody had 45-3 on the board, right? And so I'm thinking, hey, these boys ain't that good. Let's put it on them,
yep.
Right? You know, I felt myself, and that's almost, you're rubbing off on me, because...
Well, you were just going to get on the air and tell me about the Dolphins game. You're like, you got what you wanted.
Yeah. But it's your birthday.
I get it. In college, style points, we're just prone to it mattering a little bit more, but it's not like it wasn't an ass kicking. It was annoying because they had their freshman intangibles just running all over the place, and that was their only play. Because anytime they asked him to throw, he couldn't do it.
Holy smoke. Can a guy have 69 yards rushing in one drive be any slower?
He has to get caught. Right. Someone's got to get him. But
holy smokes.
You know, it was still, look, it was a drubbing.
But you know what I mean. They're like, I'm watching the game, and it was one of those games where people probably started leaving early because it was just blah.
Yeah, it was mostly blah with a stamp on the end. I'll take it. It's fine. Yeah. You know, like, in all honesty, we've had so much excitement over the last three Canes games. This was a little bit of a vacation from that.
A little breather.
This was a little bit of a vacation. Plus, my head was on a swivel like crazy because I had that. I had the Heat game on at the same time. The Heat game was great. Jimmy Butler was Jimmy Butler again. I didn't even get to watch the Panthers game. They scored six unanswered mother bleeping goals.
Yeah,
they're incredible. They're still incredible. And this is
about the Panthers.
And yeah,
it goes from 0 to 1,000. It like that. So it may be 1-1 or 1-2, and then they scored two or three goals in 2 minutes.
Yep.
Like, it's just like, if you take your eye off the TV, you go use a bathroom, you come back, they might have a 2-goal lead.
Then and that was all off the heels of what I did for my birthday, which was watch one of the craziest UFC cards I've ever seen in my life.
You sent me the video.
I was, hey, they're back.
Of dude getting double backspin.
Dude, I was like, what? Because when you watched it live, you're like, what just happened there?
You couldn't tell the first one hit.
It was literally like Rush Hour, Chris Tucker. Which one of y'all hit me? Like, how did that happen?
Yep.
Like, that was crazy. Sharp Bullet, who's got one eye, he goes with the double spinning back fist. And the thing that's crazy about this is how these guys train this stuff, because people then put out workout video from his open media workout. He was practicing this the entire time. It was wild. It was wild. Then we saw something. The thing that's crazy with UFC, you think you see it all, and then somebody literally cracks somebody's jaw like a walnut.
Disgusting.
I was like, what? Just because everybody was like, oh, Robert Whittaker, basically, like, he tapped that quickly. Usually you didn't even get it under the chin. Like that was a fast tap. Well, it's because his teeth were crushed in. Brutal, dude. Brutal. Brutal. And then, of course, my boy Max Holloway lost. But Topuria, you know, he's the truth. What can you do? He's that because let me tell you, it was a great fight for three rounds. Really great fight. That kid he's just on it right now. His power is undeniable.
The thing about it is that there's, in all of the fight game, there's the guys you cheer for and the guys you root against. Even though they're really good.
Right.
And you always find yourself, I really like him. I want him to win.
Yeah, nothing against the guy. It's right. Just I'm a Holloway guy. I'm a Holloway right. guy. Nothing against him. It's just like that's
always been a fight game. Just like Munguia. All of a right. sudden, I never heard so many people cheering against Canelo.
Yeah, it's just one of those things. So, yeah, Saturday was a crazy. Oh, by the way, the World Series was
awesome.
Amazing the day before.
One swing? Now, like, we were trying to figure this out. Did they walk? Who did they walk? Mookie Betts to load the bases, or did they walk Shohei? Because I think Shohei moved him over to be second and third.
I think they, well, let me tell you what actually happened. So, like, I watched this and I was like, it was getting late. And I woke up like as Freddie Freeman is rounding the bases. So I don't remember what the lead up to it was. I remembered because the last action I remember was, Jazz Chisholm is stealing every base known to man and gives the Yankees the lead. That doesn't make me sad at all. Good night. And then I wake up I pop up my head's like asleep on the couch. Oh, Freddie Freeman walk off. Crazy. So I don't know what led up to that, to be honest with you.
Right.
But it all was crazy because like Shohei started it all like in the eighth. With a does. It was a bananas game.
So hard.
Yeah. And then you had the Dodgers fan reach over.
Yeah.
And he maybe it would have been a home run, but there could have been more chaos, but he ends up getting it to be a double. He actually saves the Dodgers' ass. That guy should get a World Series ring if they win this all. Mm. Pretty wild. What was your favorite part of the weekend, Frog Boy?
I think it was the Canes, even though the game wasn't like you said, exciting at all. Just to be able to get back in the victory column and watch Damian Martinez punish bodies.
He was great.
That was crazy.
Tough. He's tough.
Man, definitely tough.
He's tough.
Tough.
He's tough.
Tough win. Oh, okay. Yeah, I lied. Woo. absolute moment of the weekend. Tua scrambles for 7 yards and slides to safety.
I guess we got to look.
It's disappointing. It's disappointing because here's the problem you have with a guy like Kyler Murray.
Oh, fun.
It got to the point where even when you put pressure on him, the guy that was free couldn't tackle him. And so then you tried to drop in the coverage and he's good enough to kind of buy time and pick you apart. So once he had that two-way go, it made it really difficult to defend him. Now, they had some great plays mixed up at some unfortunate times if you're the Dolphins. That throw on the sideline that he just threw out there, that Harrison caught on the sideline, the diving catch.
Yeah.
That was crazy.
It's so funny because we were like watching them because they have not had like the cleanest chemistry to start their careers. And you can see them like he's really frustrated with Marvin Harrison as the game's going on. And then he just makes these two balls catches for them, right, which is just like, oh,
right, right. The other thing is that for the love of God, where and who was the center snapping the ball to? When that ball left his hand, it looked like a punt. A punt.
It was a rocket.
It was a rocket.
Yeah.
And so they had an 8-point lead at that point. Or
that was it was it was a 10-point.
A 10-point lead. And they got 8 points back.
Completely swung the game. 8 points
back in 5 minutes.
It completely swung the game. Right. Like the game, once again, an awful turnover ruined the Dolphins. Like that, point that blank, just, point blank, period. And
I don't know. Do you call that? I guess you got to call it a turnover because you have to.
Oh, yeah. It's the worst kind of turnover. Like,
Three points
and the ball back. Like, yeah. It was a disaster. And a week after, you know, you have the two running backs. So the running back and the fullback botch it.
Right.
This team, dude, like, I don't know, man. I just think you have one of these years. They're just finding a way to lose. Yeah, they're snake bit. What kind of team? Leroy. What fractures an orbital bone in practice? A Friday walkthrough. That's what happened to Zach Sealer.
I know.
What is this year?
I know.
What is it?
I know. That being said, I was so glad to see the offense look like they were humming, right?
Yeah.
They got to stop kicking field goals, and that's still, even with Tua back, that area of the field still looks a little
sketchy. A little choppy. Mm-hmm.
And so, other than that, your boy,
dude,
they had the perfect play design. They were like, nobody's going to throw it to Stone Hands. They threw it to Julian Hill.
Little shovel pass.
All he had to do was be big.
He's too excited with the football. Like, he doesn't know what to do.
He got too excited.
He's too excited. I was once again, this is the second time this has happened to him, by the way. One time he just fell on his face, and this time he fell on his face while dropping the football. Thankfully, the Dolphins got it back because that was a near disaster to start off this because it was the second fumble of that entire drive.
Yeah,
I got so many tweets like, oh, you almost had it. And by the way, I was thinking about not betting it because Tua was back.
You know the rule. Dude, you know the rule. He would have scored if you wouldn't have bet.
I 100%. But like the odds were sliced in half with Tua back. He was plus 2,000 for the last 3 weeks. Tua back, he was plus 1,000. And I was just like, oh, it's never going to happen. He's a rhinoceros on the field. He doesn't know what to do.
It's like he played football without the football his whole career. And now they interact him with the football. And it's like, it doesn't, It's not working.
It's crazy. It's like what are those fighting fish that just look at each other and they just start going wild in their bowl? Like, that's him in a football. Like, that's Julian
red,
Hill.
What, red fish, blue fish?
Yeah, like, I just... I don't know. I should have probably known this was going to be a squirrely game from then on, but I really thought, like, oh, they go up 20 to 10. I really, really thought this puppy is in the bag. I really thought that. And, dude, it's just one of these years. I don't know what comes of it because, like, Buffalo steamrolls in Seattle.
Yep.
The only, I guess, consolation prize is the Jets suck just as bad, not worse.
Hey, I'm not going to say anything, but I want to say something to Vlad. Because the Dolphins lost too, so he could just come back at you with the Dolphins lost.
Of course.
But you lost to the New England Patriots.
And Jacoby Brissett leading a touchdown drive to beat you.
Yeah. Oof. What happened to Drake May?
Knocked out, concussion.
Oof.
Oh my goodness.
He did the Flacco where he tried to slide and slid late and the guy hit him in the head.
Was it a penalty?
I don't know. I only saw the highlights. They just mentioned I only saw the highlights. The only game I watched yesterday was the Dolphins because I was at the D Wade statue thing. Which has become an international controversy, by the way.
Because it looks
I think it looks like
him. No, it doesn't.
Dude, I'm not doing the thing. I swear to God, I'm not doing the thing.
Yes, you are. No, you don't.
No, I swear to God.
Let me tell you something.
I'm telling you.
That statue, no disrespect to D Wade, looks like Halloween.
No, I'm telling you, it was a bad picture. Bad lighting.
If I put that in front of my house Thursday, I'm going to scare all the kids.
I'm telling you. We got to take a break. I'm going to tell you what. I'm telling you. I walked down from the steps. I walked down to was surprised because media members were telling me, they're like, because I was very close. And people were telling me, whew. And they were telling me it's getting killed on Twitter. I'm like, it is? I was, tell you about that coming on up. We'll take a break. Back after this. Welcome back, everybody. It's Tobin and Leroy here with you. Marco's back in the studio today. I'll see you tomorrow, buddy. I was out all day yesterday. I didn't have a drive in me. Birthday present to myself. No drive today. No Gleeds.
Yeah, that's fair. Not having to deal with it is my gift to you. I said, you know what, Tobes? No Golden Glades. Don't worry about getting that for yourself. I'll get that for you. But I got to admit, I was expecting cupcakes today.
So, I apologize. No, I apologize. Totally I do owe you cupcakes because I told you, FSU, cupcake, dude.
Yeah.
Cupcake. Never worried. Never in doubt.
Yep.
Canes handle business against FSU. Now we go kick Manny Diaz's ass. Now.
Who lost?
It's about.
I saw your video. You were actually doing, I can't remember if it was the Canes.
It was your Canes. Yeah, and I was, I thought they were going to go, I was like, oh, they're going to even it up. They went for two.
Yeah. Yep.
They went for two. Like, and
watch the rest of this game. I was like, oh, okay. Right. Like,
stupid. Yeah.
Perfect.
I was like, oh, they just even, oh, no. And then I go back to my computer to edit, and I'm like, oh, they lost? Manny Diaz is like, I don't want to go to extra overtimes. Just go for the win. Definitely. Go for the gusto.
That's the
check it on out.
That's a producer secret. You know, whatever happens, you just don't want overtime. Manny Diaz.
Exactly. What's up. Exactly. But, man, it was depressing because I watched did Game Day Uncensored yesterday. I watched the first half in the conference room on the big TV, then headed down to the arena. And the Dolphins game, I ended up watching the Dolphins game, a lot of it in the parking garage at the Heat, at the Heat's arena. And as soon as the safety happened with Tua, I'm like, all right, I'm not worried, but that can't be great. And of course it was going to end in disaster because that's what this season has been. It's just always, always ending in disaster, you know, just always ending in disaster. And, you know, what are you going to do? I don't even know at this point, like the Dolphins.
Just keep chopping wood, dude.
That's what Tua said. And here, how about
the reason why Here's the reason why I say that. Is because you still got 10 games left. There's a lot of football to be played. If you, after not even halfway through the season, deemed it a failure and a loss, and you start playing that way,
yep.
Now the team's going to have to make decisions on other things that they wouldn't normally have to. And so I would say it's not unreasonable to say they still have a shot. It won't be a good one, but if you get hot at the right time, unlike a lot of other sports, this is the one sport, if you get in, you got a chance if you're playing well at the end of the year. So it's not a time to lose faith, but I will say you can't keep doing this.
Well, that's right? The thing is, like, I just don't see in them any, like, when you are making your own bad luck every single week, what makes us think that they could rattle off 6 wins in a row, 7 wins in a row, you know, like,
because here's why, because sometimes, especially in sports, things turn around at weird moments. And if you're not even trying, then you don't have that opportunity. It happens where you can turn it around. A lot of, like, going into this week, there was a lot of positivity around the building. Now it ended in, like, disastrous, but that's okay. And you just keep going. Now, you know, eventually we're going to all have to come to the, you know, conclusion that this ain't it. This year ain't it.
Mm-hmm.
But probably, not yet. Not
probably
yet.
when they get waxed by 3 touchdowns this weekend.
Really?
Sir! What? That is not the confidence you need to be spreading on a Monday.
Can I give you a counterpoint?
Okay.
Cleveland beat Baltimore.
Mm-hmm. With Jameis. But they had a much better upgrade at quarterback. Made sense.
I mean, still.
They went from having the worst quarterback in the league to pretty decent. It's the same thing that's happened with Cleveland the last 2 years. They've been handcuffed. Wait,
except you notice each year it keeps happening earlier and earlier.
I know, but like every
eventually, that guy's going to be the starter.
What keeps happening with Cleveland, guys? Oh, I don't know. They have a complete albatross bum playing quarterback, and then when he's gone, oh, what do you know? Turnaround. Right. Same thing. The Dolphins, like, here's the thing that's disappointing is, like, you get Tua back. The offense looks decent. Points. You get the offense going. Offense, you get points. But there's still a disaster play that just makes it all unravel. And this is 2 weeks in a row where it's been, you know, it's not some schlub rookie. It wasn't really Julian Hill. It wasn't some young kid. It's like you lost with Raheem Mostert. Your leading running back botching it. Your fullback extraordinaire, Mr. Intangibles. Tua and Aaron Brewer. Tua's like, I got to catch that. Aaron Brewer's like, how fast can I snap it? And, you know, I don't know, man. And then you look back at other weeks. It's like, here's Tyreek Hill lollygagging after a football. Like, they just don't seem, these players. I don't know what's going on with them, man. Like, these are good players. Why are they short-circuiting like this?
That's the one thing that I can't explain. I've had moments in games where I could feel it. Like, I am playing horribly and I don't want to play bad. And you're trying to find that thing to turn it around. And the coaching staff is trying to help you. Like, they've come to me and say, what do you like? What do you want to, you know, what play do you want to run to try to get it going, right? And so, but it's a weird thing when you're expected to be 100% and some days you're not, you know? And right now this team is in a position that you don't want to be in.
What?
Every once a game you have a critical mistake.
Because, like, Tua took the blame for the snap thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm
as he should, by the way. But we know the truth.
I understand that, but he's had now three different centers, okay, over the last 2 years. And maybe even going back, like, you probably mix in some of the year before that. I got to remember kind of when for the whole season. Eichenberg was there for a minute. But when the backup quarterbacks are in, this doesn't seem to be an issue. Like, why is it that he always seems to have an issue with the snaps?
Maybe it's the play calls. Maybe because he's shorter. I don't know.
Is it because I know they always say Tua does a lot with his eyes? Like, is he always just shifting off like a tick second?
That,
like,
that ball had nothing to do where his eyes were.
I'm trying to figure this out.
Where his eyes were.
But it went right through his hands,
dude. Stop. No, it did not go right through his hands.
Oh, and what?
He, the one-hander. Dude, stop.
Okay? I did a Baldy breakdown.
It is what it is. Like, we know what that was. That was a rocket launcher, and he needed a soft toss.
A rocket launcher.
He threw the heater. It's like when the catcher gets crossed up behind the plate.
That thing hit him right in the paws and went uppy-doo.
In the pause?
Right in the pause.
Off to the right.
Right in the pause, dude.
Oh, my God.
Right in the pause. Yes, it was fast. It was like a damn jugs machine.
I can't. Like,
Marcos, see, what'd you think?
Can I just say this? If I throw you a ball 30 miles an hour, 30 miles an hour, 30 miles an hour, and then throw one 80.
All right.
I'm just telling you, like, it doesn't matter. It happened for whatever reason. But I'm telling you, that ball was twice the speed as every other ball he had snapped the whole damn game.
As an aside, Aaron Brewer could be a long snapper. This goes back to my dual roster spot.
Oh, God. This one goes.
Dude, stop it. We ain't even.
It's got some heat on it.
Save a spot.
I don't know, Steve. Man. Went through the hands, dude. Tua had three fumbles yesterday. Dude, that first fumble, he was going for the home. I've never seen Tua get so low. He was ready to throw that thing to the moon before it got stripped out of his hand.
Yeah.
Man, look, Tua may have fumbled, and that definitely...
Dude, he fumbles a lot. He fumbles a lot.
He fumbles a lot.
He's fumbled a lot his entire career. He fumbles a lot. And I don't think he has small hands. I know that's like been a thing. I don't think like measurable why he doesn't have baby hands like Kenny Pickett, but he fumbles a lot.
That was a fast snap though. But if I'm gonna give that to Jalen Waddle for dropping these damn balls,
wait. Jalen Waddle got a little Junior Hill in him.
Well.
I'm gonna just say this. It looked like practice because. There was nobody in the area.
Very interesting.
And he kicked that ball's ass.
Really? Did he?
Okay.
So let me get this straight.
Okay.
So what you're saying is maybe I was onto something?
No.
What?
Not agreeing with you.
He's but lucky. He does.
Wait.
He's lucky to have had that scramble.
Hey. Are we up to the point now where every time a ball's thrown to Jalen Waddle, we like, catch it?
I never.
Why should I feel that way?
I don't know. I feel that way with everything right now. Right now, I watch the Dolphins like I watched the Canes last year. Like, how are they going to blow this? How are they going to blow this? And I shouldn't feel that way. But after that safety, I really am like, how are they going to blow? Like, here's what's going to happen, dude. This is what's going to happen next week. You know what? They're not going to get blown out. I bet you Dolphins get a 2-score lead next week. And Von Miller, something's going to happen. Boop, bat the ball out of Tua's hand, or Jalen Waddle's going to yak on it, and it's going to lead to a Josh Allen touchdown run, last second field goal losing Buffalo. Because that's how this entire season has gone. Watch, they get an early lead next week, and they'll find another way to yak it up. That's how this season has been going. Or they get demolished. Either way, I'm not confident. I'm sorry. I can't lie to people.
I don't think I feel better, but I'm still not. Oh, yeah. You know what I mean? I'm not. Dude, it just seems like They're too good.
Al Mago says Calais Campbell's the only constant. If they lose next week, they should trade him. They should say, what contender do you want to go to, Calais?
No.
Why not?
He got a chip.
Does he have a chip? I don't think he has a chip.
Well, Baltimore.
Nope. He's gotten close. He's gotten close. He got close with Jacksonville in 17. He got close with I think he's lost once in the Super Bowl, and I think he's lost twice in the conference championship.
Okay.
Yep. Once in the Super Bowl with the Cardinals, lost to the Steelers. And
oh, that was a great Super Bowl.
Wow, NFC. I forgot. That's a long ass time ago.
Sure was.
I'm like, damn.
2016 with the Cardinals again against the Panthers, they lost. And 2018 AFC Championship, lost to New England as a member of the Jaguars. Oof. When he batted the ball out of Kyler Murray's
hands. I don't want to talk about that game. That was still my Jags era.
That whole drive right there was the opposite of what's been happening to the Dolphins.
Yeah,
for sure. He batted the ball out of his hands. Kyler Murray scooped it up and threw it out of bounds. Then we put pressure on him, and he threw a lollipop to the sideline that, I mean, Marvin Harrison made a great catch on.
Yeah.
I mean, like, just...
They had that one play, too, like the first touchdown that he threw, or Jalen Ramsey. I'm like, oh, you had him!
But he's so tiny.
Ole!
That's crazy.
Shifts those little hips.
Let me tell you, with those plays... The rusher has an aim point that is supposed to force him a certain way. And sometimes they get excited and go for the sack and they let him and they lose contain. All of those rushes, when any quarterback, any rush or blitz or whatever you have to force the quarterback inside. Anytime you let him outside, that's when all hell breaks out for anybody.
Al Mago says, still not as bad as that Raven safety dropping the game in a pick. Yeah. The Jameis giveth and the Jameis taketh away. Thankfully, though,
I got one worse, but I'm saving it.
Okay. We'll take a break. More to come here on the show. Lots to get into from a busy, busy sports weekend. Tobin and Leroy back after this. Boy here with you. Take you guys up until 2 here in the program. Let me tell you, we got a couple things going on here that are fun, all right? Tortuga! We're giving you a chance to win a pair of 3-day passes to go see the Tortuga Music Festival April 4th, 5th, and 6th on Fort Lauderdale Beach. See Jelly Roll, Keith Urban, Luke Combs. If you guys want to enter this contest, text the word country to 20357. That's country to 20357. For more info, go to WQAM.com. This is a text contest, so message and data rates apply. Don't text and drive. Also, got another prize to give away. We have got 4 packs of Heat tickets that you guys could win today. Just keep on listening. We will give that away. Those are for the Kings game coming up on November 4th. I will go there for 2 reasons. One, going to be checking out that body language of De'Aaron Fox. Just going to keep an eye on it. Keeping an eye on it. And of course,
he said he ain't signing an extension, right?
Nope. And of course, also, I hate Sabonis' guts. Just on a basketball term, he seems like a perfectly nice man. But, you know, gets way too much love compared to Bam.
There's like a couple of guys that get a lot of love and it's awkward. Like, Rudy Gobert was that way.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he gets all these defensive players a year, but then you watch him during a game, and he almost gets in the way.
You know, it was odd yesterday. You know who's a huge Dwayne Wade fan? Who? And I was not. Asia Wilson just showing up to D. Wade's statue ceremony randomly. Strange. You know? Respecting the legends of the game, you know? Gotta appreciate that. She's a hoops head.
What are you doing?
I'm just saying.
What are you doing, your book?
I'm just telling you, dude. It was very very interesting. Great seats. She had great seats.
Was Bam there?
Well, strangely enough, they were sitting next to each other. But, you know, strangely enough.
You are fraudulent. You're What are you doing?
What?
You know what you did. 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 Hey, Frog Boy, you know what he did.
I think Mike says it best.
Minus one.
Why?
Yeah, because you know what you did. You know what you did.
For show poniness.
Yep. Try to go do a, what do we call that, a go around.
Interesting. Very interesting. Man, it's a wild one. Where is this guy says Josh Hart, old Dell Beckham, just a more famous Will Fuller. Hard to argue. I don't even notice him on the Dolphins.
Woo! I forgot that guy played for the Dolphins.
Didn't you want him? Didn't me? You? Wasn't that your idea? Wasn't that Froggy's idea? I think I was on vacation that week.
Yeah, yeah. Still gonna work out, dude. Totally gonna work out.
Hey,
what? How many snaps? I genuinely don't see him on the field. How many snaps?
The reason why I see him is because he got the orange undershirt on. And so I know it's him.
Can we get some targets, please? Jeez, Tua, open up your eyes, dude.
Sheesh.
Tua's fine. Yeah. Except for that, I'm telling you what. If he could have thrown that deep ball 5 yards along to Tyreek, because Tyreek stopped and those guys went by.
Yeah.
Tyreek still would have caught it.
Yeah.
Hey, Tyreek Hill.
No, I thought other than the fumbles, other than the really critical fumble, I thought that he had a good game. I thought, especially first game back,
it was. Here's what it was. It was day and night from the offense without Tua to the offense with Tua.
The problem, though, is the defense, right? Because like the defense got to take on a lot of bums. You know, like their metrics were really high. I think they were the number one pass defense. They had gone three straight games, but if you look at the quarterbacks that they had faced, woof. And, you know, then you add on top of it, no sealer. Holland hurt his knee on top of playing with the Billy Club. You know, you have no pass rush what to speak of. Everybody's hurt.
Eichenberg is just jumping on piles.
He's not on defense, but yeah, that's crazy.
Like, what?
What's his deal? By the way, I just want to tell you, Eichenberg, all right, if you're listening, I know it was you who poked him in the eye. I know it was you. You want to know why? Because nobody else denied it in the media, okay? And you know the old saying, whoever denied it supplied it. I'm telling you right now, dude, Eichenberg is a practice eye poker, and he hurt Zach Sealer.
I thought it was he who first dealt it.
That too.
Yeah, in this case, though, whoever felt it dealt it, because it was just a little...
Vlad says, Jalen wobble again, Tobes. Now everybody's all of a sudden, let me tell you something. You want to know something? I don't even want to rip Jalen Waddle because I love Jalen Waddle.
Okay.
All I suggested last week was has a little trouble with tough catches.
But can I say this? I was fine with the offensive football, but I am going to blow a gasket the next time they throw a fade to Tyreek Hill.
Oh, dude, what are we doing? What are we doing?
That, you know who that should go to? Jonnu Smith.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
You know why? Because fades go to tall guys.
Fades are for the tall. Everybody knows that. Everybody knows that.
We're the only one that throw it to Munchkins. I thought, here's the other thing, to be fair, Tyreek should have gave the impression he was going inside. You can't just run a fade. You got to create space. So you got to give him a little something inside and then explode and create space. That way you have some room. If you just run a fade and the guy's on you, you have no way of catching that ball unless it's a fade stop. Just because he's taller than you. That's just basic football, dude. So, I don't know why every moment Tyreek is on the field, he has the ability to use his explosiveness, his quick speed, his quick acceleration, his start and stop, except on a fade. So, you got to give him something inside so he turns his feet or moves inside or something like that. You have to.
Oh, man. So many good things happen this weekend. Why are we talking about these bums?
Because for 50 minutes of the game, It was fun. and so, that's why, like, had it been a blowout, we wouldn't be talking about it as much. But because it's close, it hurts me. Because
it's inconceivable how they just find new ways to lose.
Yeah, I'm not giving up on them going on a run. I'm not. There's 10 games left. It's a lot of football left.
Feel like we're now, due for something.
Here's the problem. Here's the problem. The real problem. Is you're going to start playing the higher end teams. So in order to do that, you're going to have to get past two things that you haven't been able to do. One, win a string of games, and two, be quality opponents.
It's Buffalo's good, and then it's kind of stinky. Like they got, but it's like if you don't beat Buffalo, you might as well pack it up because you're 2-6. Like, come on, dude, and they're going to be 7-2. Like, you're not coming back from that. Be real.
I still got hope. Put it this way. I have more hope in the Dolphins than I do in the Browns. Just really? Because of the division they play in. I mean, the Browns have to play Cincinnati, Pittsburgh.
What's the Browns record? 3-4?
Did they already have their bye week? So it'd be 3-5.
3-5 or 3-4? I don't know.
3-5.
2-6.
2-6.
Oof.
Bottom of their division.
That's tough.
Right. So and keep in mind, in order to move up in your division, you got to play Pittsburgh. You got to play Baltimore. Again, you got to play Cincinnati.
Dolphins have the same amount of wins as the Patriots, dude.
By the way, I told y'all about that Cincinnati team. Yeah, you can't just say, "Oh, we got Joe Burrow back. We're Super Bowl contenders."
Their defense sucks, though.
Again, all the other stuff on that team is why they suck, not because of Joe Burrow. And when you bring Joe Burrow back, he ain't gonna be able to play defense.
Take a break. Our Tua is next.